free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hey, welcome to the In Hope Podcast, where each week and every day during Advent, we've been dropping new episodes to help strengthen unity in the body of Christ. We've been walking through some of the big events leading up towards Jesus's life and taking some good practical takeaways from it as well. So you'll want to catch the couple at the end of this video, really one big one that you want to hold on to. And you'll notice that today we're talking about, this is day 11, and we're talking about the genealogy of Jesus. Now, we've talked about some of the birth of John. We've talked about characters in there. We've talked about the annunciation or the announcement of Jesus to Mary. All of these you can catch in our previous episodes. Go back and watch them. You can check out our holiday playlist. But today we want to, you know, take a little thought from this genealogy. I don't know if you've ever looked at the genealogy of Christ. There are actually a couple of different ones because we have both Joseph's and Mary's genealogy that are written down in the Gospels. But when you put those together and you see this genealogy of Jesus, you realize that there was a lot of failure in his family history. There was a lot. And I don't know, maybe that strikes a chord with you. Maybe there is some failure, not just in family history, but in your life, that you feel like it's a cycle within your family that you cannot break out of. And what we get from Jesus's genealogy here is not that there are families plagued with failure, but that there is a God of redemption. And so we see all throughout Jesus's genealogy and time with a lot of different failures that are in there, God redeeming and really bringing something beautiful from all of those mistakes and all the things that have happened and all the wrong, in him being able to redeem and bring something beautiful from that. And it just kind of, it goes to show, and this is for us to hold on to here, your big takeaway is that your family does not define you, and that with God, you can change that trajectory from failure to redemption, from being in addiction to being free. Your family history does not define you, but God, if you allow him to, he defines you. He can end up changing that story of failure and broken potential to redemption and to reaching beyond heights and doing things that are far beyond what you can even imagine. He can take that cycle of addiction and turn it into freedom and overcoming. We see throughout Jesus's history that God is working even in the lowest of places, even among the areas that we would consider outcast, that many would look down on. God is at work. And so that's a great lesson for us. It's a great lesson for us and our own personal efforts and striving, but also in looking at others and realizing that when we're looking at others, that is a redemptive story that possibly is already being written, or that has yet to be written. And we, as the body of Christ, get to come alongside and play a role in that. And so let that be an encouragement that you, as a new creation, get to play a role in God's amazing redemptive story and get to be a part of that. But then you can also play a role and be a part of him working in others' redemptive stories as well. All right. So our families do not define us. Your past does not define you. The failures that you have experienced in the past, the things that you have struggled to get by, that does not define you. What defines you is the God of all creation, who is a God of redemption that can bring you over those things and bring you into victory over those things, and even use that time that we may feel is loss. He can redeem it and use it for his good. So I encourage you, just with that quick practical takeaway, that mindset of knowing, looking for the redemptive story, looking at what has been written or what has yet to be written, and asking yourself, what part do you want to play in that? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Merry Christmas.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.